High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? Hello, hello. Hi, Vibers. Welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I'm really excited. Last week, we kind of spoke about the effects of cardio. And now we're going to dive more into talking about body movement and fitness and all of those things. But y'all know the drill. I've got my husband here with me again. He's our co-host. And yeah, we're going to play a song. And we were thinking, what's a good theme song for today? And we think it's this one right here. Someone go ahead and play it. And I know y'all know this song. So here we go. Because you guys, we're not just trying to stay alive. We're trying to thrive. And you know, that's what my theme is, vibe and thrive. When was this made? Like 70s?
Yeah.
That's when you were born, babe, alive. In the 70s.
Yep.
80s is better.
Ooh. Definitely better music.
No, you guys, we got to stay alive. Come alive, you guys. We're going to come alive in this podcast. Yeah, we're feeling it. All right. We're feeling it. Are we coming alive? Bee Gees is the artist of that.
Bee Gees.
Or the Bee Gees. Oh, did I really say that?
Yeah, you said the Bee Gees.
I was thinking about Biggie Smalls. That's why he's my fave. All right. So we're going to dive into more body movement and fitness talk. And it's actually interesting. I don't know. I sometimes hate the word fitness because I feel like there's such a, dogma, propaganda kind of thing about it. And so we're going to kind of talk about that and how the fitness industry, even though we are both fitness people, my husband did a bodybuilding competition. I'd love to do a competition, but how there is lots of discrepancies and lots of things that I feel like are missing in the fitness industry. And that's why I call myself a movement leader and body movement, because the word fitness, do you feel like that too?
Fitness has become kind of this, I think, almost a negative word. Same thing with like exercise in general. When everyone thinks of exercise, it immediately brings that image of perfect body. Negative, and it's every
negative around. Body image, and we don't want that.
Exactly, and it creates this negative image in your head. Even all the advertising all centered around it is that negative image and that negative energy level that in literally makes it harder to get going and do what everybody wants to achieve for their own health. So I don't
exactly
necessarily like the word for that same reason.
Yeah. My husband both love fitness though. We both work out, I would say a good 4 or 5 times a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moving our bodies in different ways. But yeah, we kind of wanted to go with this podcast and kind of talk about, you know, what are the things that are missing, but also kind of tell you guys about our fitness journeys. And I don't even like, what can we say besides fitness? Not our fitness journey, our
health journey. I don't know. That doesn't sound that good.
Our body movement journey.
We'll just be moving our bodies together today.
Yeah, for real. We're not going to talk about sex. So,
dang it.
Anyway, moving on. All right. So, what are your thoughts, babe?
I often just break it down to simply explaining why I love exercise when I'm talking to my patients, because many of us and a lot of the population of the U.S. has this negative idea of exercise and literally tries to avoid it. In fact, when I tell my patients I want them to be active, most of them just say no, they don't want to do it. And mm-hmm. The reality is you cannot be your happiest, best self if you're not active. Your brain does not function correctly. Neurotransmitters and everything that allows you to be happier and healthier is not going to be produced. And you can't, are literally
our bodies
more
weren't
depressed.
Made to be idle, right? We were mm-hmm. meant to have motion and move.
Yes. And that's where I often even tell my patients my own personal story of why I fell in love with exercise. And just making it brief, when I was 10 years old, my father he passed away, and it was rough for me, and I did not handle it well like most 10-year-old kids. But I did like watching war movies and eating food, so I was a chubby kid in high school. But thank goodness for those war movies, because they
Braveheart.
Had this, well, not even Braveheart, just any kind of war movie. I thought they were cool.
Oh.
My grandpa loved them, so hey, war movies, John Wayne, all the good fun stuff. Oh. But hey, the fact is I was a chubby kid, and that idea and everything I saw in the war movies, I thought was going to be cool after high school. So before I even graduated high school, I'd signed on and was that summer headed off to basic training. And at basic training, a lot of things happened. I was yelled at every day, a lot of fun memories of getting yelled at. Mm. But the whole time through basic training, there was a lot that changed within me. In fact, my mom came to graduation for basic training. She walked past me and didn't recognize me at first. It wasn't my crazy hairdo or the nice thick glasses, you know, that they call birth control glasses. It was the fact I'd grown 4 or 5 inches, lost about 20 pounds, and I was very happy. Okay. Learning and training my body and getting active allowed me to be happier in ways that I hadn't been in years. And this is the underlying reason why I love being active and exercising, is it allowed me to be happier and come out of my own depressive state just by getting active.
Yeah, but don't you think in the fitness industry that's not emphasized, right?
No.
In the fitness industry, it's like, oh, body image, six pack, you know, get those toned arms, which, you guys, don't get me wrong, I think those are all great goals. I think, you know, wanting to change the physique of your body, there's no judgment in it. But however, or I should say, and the word and, we have to talk about the other stuff when it comes to body movement or just moving our bodies and fitness in general, because that is really the key. And I feel like if we talked about that more, more people mm-hmm. would want to get started with fitness, get started being active, exactly. moving their body.
I mean, you look, it's an epidemic in our country, the psychotropic medication use, the depression issues, all these things. And the fact we're also directly correlated obesity levels, the lack of movement. We're all locking up because of our crazy situation over the last year. I mean, one study showed the average Americans put on at least 2 pounds a month over the quarantine. So you got, you know, 20 pounds of extra weight the average Americans put on, and they're not
right,
moving.
And what is like the comorbidity of CB?
Oh, yeah.
Obesity. Yeah, I mean, yeah. mm-hmm. I don't know. Was that a scam that they just got us in or what?
Yeah.
Like to make us bigger so
we could go
we would
fun.
Be more susceptible to the virus. I don't know.
Oh yeah, close down all the gyms. Yeah, everyone make sure you can still order out for all your food though, and
yeah
all the brilliance there.
I know. All right, we won't talk about that. Moving on. Everyone knows how we feel.
Yes. So that, oh, it got us going that rabbit hole.
I know. But we're not going to go down there. That's not what the reality, podcast is
it
about,
just
babe.
Totally correlates the fact that we're not moving, so we're not happy. And everyone wants to be happy, so then they start taking these drugs to allow them to feel happy, which creates the addictive. I mean, this, of course, creates that whole problem. But if we just go back to the underlying image and the understanding of why exercise is important and frame it around happiness rather than that perfect body or guilt trip because maybe you're not where you should be physically and where you want to be, instead just focusing on allowing yourself to be a happier person, I think it would be a very different perception, and many other people would be able to latch on to exercise.
Yeah, I totally agree too. And I think I did a Facebook Live on this when I, or no, it was a Facebook Instagram Live about how, you know, we have about 26 bones in our feet. So when those are activated through movement, how it's sending signals to our brain, mm-hmm. basically to create these feelings of happiness. And think about that, activating the 26. It doesn't have to be like, you know, what I want to say is just finding your authentic movement too, and finding what helps you move your body, basically. I know in the last one we talked about weight training and laying off the cardio, but we still have to have that motion and body movement. And I mean, we could even go through, think about a baby. I mean, that's like some of the first things that they learn how to do, right? About how, where they're at in space, mm-hmm. and how motion is and how moving their body, like all of those things, you guys, we're meant to move.
There's a reason the fastest nerves that carry information to your brain are your proprioception nerves. So these are these afferent nerves that just carry information directly to your brain. And they are so fast and carry so much information, so much faster than other nerves in your body. There's in every single joint, like Carrie was saying, the 26 bones in your feet. You also have throughout your entire spine. In fact, 60% of them are in your spine. And the nutrition for your brain is stimulated through movement. So your brain isn't getting the nutrition it needs if you're not moving.
I love that. The nutrition for your brain is through movement. I love that. Hey, there's your tagline, babe. There's your tagline to sell exercise and fitness right there.
That's it.
Got it. Better patent that and market it. I love that.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to steal that from, I forget which. Yeah, where was he? He won a Nobel Prize for that research and that. But hey.
Oh, who?
I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I have to look it up.
Oh. Okay, so you guys, your fitness journey is yours too. It's not anyone else's. I think too that we look at people and be like, oh, it has to be like this, has to be like this. It really doesn't. And so focusing on what lights you up, like you have to enjoy it. That's the thing too, is you have to enjoy that movement. And this is also why I love group fitness, because when you have an instructor instructing you, it can make it really fun. And you feel like you have a co-partner with you in your workout journey. And again, I'm going to post in my show notes that you guys, I have a whole platform where you guys can work out with me online. Okay. And I've got active recovery. I've got cardio. I've got strength, all of the workouts that you need, which I truly believe that a workout routine or just moving your body needs all three. It needs active recovery. We have to have active rest. It also needs a little bit of cardio, like we talked about in the last podcast. And then most of all, it needs some resistance and strength training. So I will definitely put that in the show notes so you guys can come and work out with me. So what did you want to say, babe?
I just had to look it up because it was bugging me.
Oh, what
but it
is
was
it?
Dr. Roger Speary. He got the Nobel Prize. He was a brain researcher that found that your nutrition for your brain, 90% of it is through movement of your body. Sorry.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. No, that's, you guys, seriously, I think if we looked at fitness from a different perspective, how much more people would do it and how much more people would just want to move their body and start being active. And the thing is, everyone's got to start somewhere, right? I know that in a couple podcasts ago, one of the moms is like, just start walking. That's what I did when I was 60 plus pounds overweight. I just started walking. That's it. Mm-hmm. And that's all I could do. You know what I mean? So if that's all that you can do, start moving your body. And the thing is too, is in our day and age, we have a lot of things that make us sedentary, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not moving on the farm and digging holes. And
you think one of the saddest things is we're training our this generation in sedentary lack of movement. The kids are losing all the activity in school. This is a big pet peeve of mine. And then you're asking them to test and want their brain to develop correctly without allowing to actually get nutrition
to their brain, right? Well, yeah. And talk about that. You've seen that a lot in kids, patients that you scan, right? That how, so there's this scan that he does and maybe he can splint it, but when it goes into yellow, it means there's like lack of movement in that spine. And you see that so much now in kids where they don't they're not activating those muscles because they're so sedentary.
There's a lot of different things I'm seeing with kids, especially over the last year. Not only their nervous systems are super stressed because of all the stressful environment we're having to wear masks, there's chronic amounts of stress that we're placing on these kids that do not have the capacity to interpret or deal with those things.
I love that capacity, right?
Yeah. As well, we're putting in this terrible posture. And what Carrie was talking about on these scans, you can see how your nervous system's interacting and what it does to stand up, how hard it is literally working to do that, and where muscles are not getting stimulated as they should. And as our posture changes and our spine is dysfunctional, moving wrong, you will have areas where these muscles are not getting stimulated. And so we see these kids that shouldn't have anything like this, but their core and certain areas are not even getting stimulated because they can't move correctly. Their spines are moving backwards from the way they were meant to function.
It's because they're so sedentary, right? And we live in corporate America. We live in, well, I don't know, maybe if you're listening, you live in a different country, but we live in an industrial age where it's made us more sedentary. So instead of working on the farm and we're walking all day, we're doing this, think about even the caveman, like how much he moved, or we just moved a lot more. And I was even telling this to my husband, you know, on a rest day, even with taking care of my kids around the house, I have 15 to 20,000 steps some days. Mm-hmm. Or a 10 to 15,000 steps. But I was thinking, wow, if I lived in a different generation, I bet the average person probably had at least 50K steps in a day, because we didn't have cars and we weren't sitting for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you guys, it's so important to move your body and get your kids active and moving. And so, I don't know, maybe we can just talk about what are a couple, I don't know, how does someone start, or what, you know, I don't know, maybe even journal on it. Like, what is the why behind you not wanting to take that step to move your body? And if you're listing all these things, right? If they're listing all these things, oh, well, I'm never going to look like this. Well, you're looking at it from a wrong perspective, you know? Let's switch it. Like Christian said, we have to start thinking about it of more an emotional perspective on movement.
Mm-hmm. And I specifically have a patient who, because of concerns and fears he had, he'd become just secluded to his house. And so the beginning journey was getting his shoes on to go to the mailbox. Then it was going to the mailbox. Then it was walking around the block. Now he's running and he's lost over 100 pounds. He's doing great, but it just started with that simple step of taking action, which was as simple as putting his shoes on.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing.
But that's a simple step of taking action, okay? Not just looking at the shoes in the corner saying, oh, I'm going to do it, and they never get picked up. Yeah, actively do that. And then it goes to getting to the mailbox and moving forward from there.
I think also having accountability partners really awesome too. And even like maybe telling your spouse or partner, even maybe you don't have that yet, or it's your aunt or your mom or something, to hold you accountable. Be like, hey, have you moved your body today? Or hey, remember, get up. Like you said, this is one of your goals that you were going to do this. Cause you guys, I get it. I know we get unmotivated too. Christian and I we're like,
everyone does.
Yeah. We get into that little rut where we're like, oh, we're tired. Oh, we're, you know, don't feel like working out. But I think it comes to a point of like having balance. But in balance, for me, there's some non-negotiables when it comes to moving my, it's like, I know I have to move my body. And you guys, I know I've talked about this on my Instagram, but several posts I've, you know, talked to you guys about how fitness and literally starting my fitness journey this past 2 years of losing, you know, both my parents and then my twin brother, and then, you know, losing the man that raised me, like so much grief in my body. Okay. So much storage of trauma and, literally feeling stuck a lot. And then literally just the art of moving my body. I felt like, oh, I can do this. I can do one more step. I'm doing one step at a time. And it literally just changed me. And so that's why I'm talking about it on this podcast about how crucial movement is. And so here, I just want to read this to you. You know, I said there's times that, and I wrote this in my journal, there's times that I've been felt incapable of even moving forward from tragedy. But the mere act of exercising, like actually physically moved me, even though emotionally I felt like I was stuck. Our bodies are physiologically and psychologically changed when we work out, like Christian talked about. Mm-hmm. And that's what he was attracted to. And that's what his mom saw in him about how much happier that he was. And no matter how broken, how paralyzed we feel, there's a biochemistry shift within our body. Our brain chemistry changes. We release endorphins that make us happy. Exercise also creates a state change, so getting us into a flow of resulting in something different, and we absorb this activity and automatically feel joy. This is a powerful combination of endorphins, you know, all the things that we just talked about. And here's the deal. I never thought that this habit of moving my body would literally, you guys, save my life, like during this time that I have been in. And I just talked about that this coming week. I know I kind of shared a funny, thing about booty shaking. You guys know that I like to booty shake. Twerking is my thing. I like it. Is there something about twerking? It's awesome.
We all like it.
You don't do it. You won't twerk with me.
That's okay. I just get a watch.
I know he won't twerk. My husband said that if I was even on my deathbed, he wouldn't like do one of my dance classes. How mean, huh? He doesn't want to do any real dances. We all get
to find what we enjoy. That's the fun thing.
I know.
The dance class isn't my thing. But you give me.
You were a cheerleader, though.
Yeah, I was just picking up girls and lifting them in the air.
So, you guys, so experiencing grief and trauma and you guys, even this year was a lot of grief and loss for a lot of people, regardless if you lost somebody. But, like, in general, this whole thing, what we talked about was grief this past year and like of loss, and just things are different now. And so our nervous system, you guys, can actually get stuck when we're in this at flight or flight. And I know we've talked about that before. And we can feel frozen in like anxiety, overwhelm, panic, sadness, shame. And it's kind of all encompassing. And our attention like literally gets fixed and stuck on that. And then trauma gets stored in our bodies. And I know Jody on my podcast talked about that. So if you haven't gone to that podcast and listened about that, go listen to that podcast. But research proves, you guys, proves this, that organs, tissues, skin, muscles, endocrine glands all have peptide receptors on them and that can access, store emotional information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's research showing traumas and emotional traumas store even down to your DNA, there's residual effect.
Yeah, and Jody, you guys, go listen to her podcast, talk about that. But this means emotional memory is stored in many places in the body, not just in the brain, but in our thoughts and in our feelings. So verbalizing emotions, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, go to therapy, talk about it. But you guys, verbalizing your emotions is different than moving through your emotions. And I want you to realize that. Actually physically moving through your emotions does so much more. Yes, I'm not saying not to talk about them, because talking about them does something. But when we can actually move, that feeling is in our whole body. And then, so what does that do to our mind? Our mind is basically convincing us that we're stuck. But we prove it wrong, guys, we can prove it wrong by actually moving our bodies. So movement is medicine. I know I've said that over and over and over. Movement is medicine. So get moving. And so how can you heal? And I think that's just, you know, kind of what I wanted to end with. But I did want to share my booty shaking thing with you. Not with you, but with the podcast. I'm just kidding.
So boring.
Okay, so I was just talking about, and you guys, here's the deal too. If you like literally feel stuck emotionally, or even if like you just don't feel like working out, like Christian talked about his patients, I know it sounds silly, but like just getting up and moving your body in some wacky, weird way, it automatically, what it does is it sends cues to your brain to wake up, and it sends signals to your brain to make a decision. And it, like the, oh, there's something, there's an opportunity. The brain thinks there's an opportunity to take. And then it all automatically is pursuing pleasure and automatically wants to like pursue something when we just get up and start moving. So I've always said, just shake your butt, like shake your ass, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. Start shaking it. I mean, everyone, think about a baby when they don't even know how to dance. But then when you put music on, they automatically just shake their butt. How do they know how to do that? So you were like born a booty shaker. You were born a butt shaker. So just do it. So if you're not motivated to move your body, literally just start shaking your butt, really, you know? Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know if the podcast is going to go here. Now we're talking about shaking your butts, but that's okay, right? That's okay. How podcasts totally go.
Fine. Just invite your husband to watch.
I guess what I'm trying to say is everyone gets unmotivated, you guys. Everyone feels in this place, whether you've had trauma and grief, lost someone, whether you've, you know, whatever you've experienced, or if you're just out of the habit, right? Because it's really easy to get out of the habit. Just stay motivated and inspired, but stay motivated and inspired in the real why of fitness, which is what?
Happiness. Really comes down to you being, and happier you, and living to your full purpose.
Yes, I love that. Okay, guys, so with that, that's our message for today, is just get up and get moving for happiness so we can feel great and then look great, not the other way around. Okay? All right. Thanks so much, and we will see y'all in the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms. Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode. We'll be right back.